Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
That whole Picard scandal sort of died down in the news cycle, but nothing changed.
Well, that's part of why one councilwoman would like to see some changes when it comes to the ethics board. We're going to talk about that this morning. Now, coming soon to the Hawaii County Council is a bill for a charter amendment that could mean a larger ethics board for the island, spurred by what Kohala Councilwoman Margaret Willie says is the inability of the ethics board to deal with the possible wrongdoing surrounding Picards. The potential fix could be a larger board and a different selection process. That could mean going from 5 to 9 members and allowing council members to both appoint and confirm board members. Hawaii County Councilwoman Margaret Willie joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
Thank you for joining us. In looking at how to maybe reshape the ethics board, what makes you think that having a larger amount of members on the board, a bigger board, would translate into better opinions?
Well, that's really only part of what I see as a package of what we need to do. But right now, the person in the highest position, it gets to select and appoint the members of that board. They are confirmed by the council, but basically it's up to the mayor who is on it. And currently there are 3 members. They're all from Hilo. And there's the other, it's supposed to be 5. So what I'm trying to look at in terms of that point is to get people selected from more than one person so that you have sort of a divergence, and you would also have representatives from all 9 districts.
So the real issue with you is more the process than necessarily the number of board members?
Yes, but that would also deal with the quorum issue. I mean, like right now there are 3, and when the first Picard issue came up, one of those 3 members said, well, you know, I'm not going to be available coming up in the next month, so if we've got something coming up next month, just so you know, we're not going to have quorum. So we're just sort of walking on, 2 legs on a stool here, and that shouldn't be. I mean, we're trying to be accountable. But I would also like to add that I'm this is only one way that we can improve the situation. And when I say the situation, is that we want people to trust in government and that we have a higher level of integrity and, eliminate opportunities for corruption or serious violations of the code.
But
so
you really...
I also have... I'm going to have it's actually amendments to Bill 78 proposed by Councilmember Gregor Ilagan, that would make it so that there'll be more record keeping of any exceptions to the standard limits, and would also include some prohibitions, and make that information available to the public at the Office of Finance. So there'd be more accountability. And I'm also going to bring forward a reprimand of Mayor Kanoi so we actually do something here. And otherwise, it's like every county institution is just ignoring it or deferring it or referring it to some other entity.
So really, there are a lot of layers to what you're suggesting, but one of them is the issue of practicality, the fact that there are only 3 members now because perhaps the board's basic structure is too small. Did that come up in other issues besides just what's been happening with the P-cards?
No, I'm not sure. There have been a number of other issues that have come up before the board, and I know some of those were deferred a number of times. There was one other person speaking on an ethics complaint this past year, and I know it had been deferred numerous times. So,
and deferred because there wasn't quorum.
There wasn't a quorum.
So that's the practical element of it.
So that's another element, yeah. So we want, how do we get more transparency and where it's functioning better and where there's actually some consequences?
On the issue of consequences, how much real authority would this board have to be able to levy some of those consequences?
Well, the board actually has considerable authority, whether it's even to suspend or to recommend suspension or actually removal of an official. But in this case, what they've done is they've said we're deferring any review until after the Attorney General looks at it, and that could all happen after Mayor Canoy is out of office. So that would mean that he would leave office and still nothing would happen, nothing would have changed. And again, it would be, well, I guess that's the way, you know, looking at our government and why is it so dysfunctional.
Even with the board's ability to make a recommendation, does that have enough force behind it to carry it to the conclusion that you'd like to see?
I think the board does, but I want to go ahead with something from the county council and get at least a little closure and ask the council to say that under these circumstances that we're going to issue a reprimand, that we agree that this is wrong and that, that we don't accept these actions as not worthy of serious criticism, and that no one's above the law.
Will a reprimand actually do anything more than be a big slap on the wrist?
Well, I think we'll have to, it is a slap on the wrist, and it is a safe statement that we disapprove, and we don't even have that right now, other than individuals, but we don't have the prosecutor hasn't, he's deferred it. The ethics board hasn't done it. And so really it's only in terms of elected officials, it's the council. And so we just had the audit and the auditor made clear that these, were personal, purchases and were improper. And, I know the director of Department of Finance had said that he was advised not to use it for personal expenses and continued to do so. So I just think we have to act and then get on with it. So it is really, in a way you can see it's a slap on the wrist, but at least we're making a statement and not just sitting there on the sideline.
We talked with Councilmember Iligan not too long ago when he was introducing Bill 78. Are you working in concert with him now?
Yeah, so as he said, he started the conversation, so I've beefed up that. I have a communication right now, communication number 422.1, that would add more teeth to just saying that public funds shall not be used for private purposes. So
what's the next step with this? Because of not going to be on the same agenda as Bill 78, your proposal with the charter amendment change?
That's right. So it'll probably be in early October, I'm thinking. It won't all be right now. Everything has to get processed. And I waited to see what he was doing and for the audit before I taking any action. So now just as soon as it all gets processed, it'll go through.
You mentioned that obviously you've been having communication with him about his bill. Are you looking together to put together some sort of a package with the council that becomes much more of a statement than necessarily one bill might be?
I brought an amendment. I'm not working with Councilmember Ilagan, but I did discuss these at the council meeting when Bill 78 came up, and I'm not sure whether they'll all come up at the same time, but that's my intent to provide for more transparency and open government. And I think that's the way we help to make sure things, the law is clear and that people apply the law and that it's enforced.
Would there be some virtue in working together to create some sort of bigger package, although you're not necessarily involved with his bill now, putting together more of a statement that might carry some more weight if more council members were involved?
Well, there's also sunshine law issues, so it's not as easy as you might think. So I've got mine pretty much set, what will come up, And I think we work together at the council meetings, and we do a pretty good job of that.
All right. We're going to leave it there for the moment and see what happens as we go forward. Thank you very much for the time this morning.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Beth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hawaii County Councilwoman Margaret Willie is working on a bill for a charter amendment. It would change both the selection process and augment the number of members on the island's ethics board. This all came up over the issue of the P-card.